This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, August 2nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Mandatory base update could hit some states hard. Fisher pushing non-farm bill route for cattle markets bill. Mandatory base update could hit some states hard. Lawmakers continue to struggle with what to do about commodity programs in the new farm bill, that including how to pay for increases in reference prices. One idea is to require farmers to update their base acres to reflect current plantings. Doing so could save money that could be used to raise reference prices. But an analysis obtained by AgriPulse shows a mandatory base update would create some major political challenges. 34 states would collectively lose a net $3 billion over 10 years. That according to the analysis conducted by the Senate Ag Committee's GOP staff. The other states would gain $1.1 billion, leaving a net savings of $1.9 billion that could be reallocated. For more on the base acre analysis, read our report on the issue in this week's AgriPulse newsletter. Fisher, pushing non-farm bill route for cattle markets bill. The two lead Republicans on a bill to mandate a change in the way cattle are bought and sold in the country are having a bit of a disagreement about the best way to get the bill signed into law. Senators Deb Fischer of Nebraska and Chuck Grassley of Iowa are the two GOP leads on the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act, which would require certain percentage of cattle sales take place in the open cash market in different regions of the country. The bill advanced through the Senate Ag Committee last year, but did not gain traction on the floor, leaving many to wonder if the idea could be pursued in the farm bill. But Grassley says Fisher has suggested to Ag Committee leadership that the measure should not be a farm bill issue, something a spokesperson confirmed to AgriPulse. Strategically, the best path forward to getting Fisher's cattle bill signed into law is as a separate legislative effort, the spokesperson said. Grassley's take, well, he told reporters yesterday, he still wants to add the legislation to the farm bill, said he doesn't think the rebound in cattle prices negates the need for legislation. Schumer warns of Dairy Cliff if farm bill expires. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer raised concerns in a speech yesterday about reaching the dairy cliff or the expiration of the dairy margin coverage program if Congress does not succeed in passing a farm bill this year. The dairy margin coverage program, introduced in the 2018 farm bill as a replacement for the margin protection program for dairy, pays dairy producers when their production margins fall below a predetermined level. Letting the program lapse would require the federal government to purchase milk, quote, at more than double the current market price to stabilize prices, that according to a release from Schumer's office. Schumer also warned that hitting the dairy cliff would lead to reduced access to fluid milk and increased prices for dairy products. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. A pair of bills addresses farm worker concerns. Senator Alex Padilla of California introduced two bills to help elevate the voice of farm and food system workers. His Supporting Our Farm and Food System Workforce Act would establish an office at USDA to serve as a liaison between the agency and farm workers, providing a platform for their concerns and interests and helping develop recommendations and new initiatives for the department. The 2008 Farm Bill established a dedicated liaison for USDA and farm workers nationwide, but has lacked sufficient staff and resources to adequately address farm workers' needs, according to a release detailing the bills. Padilla's Voice for Farm Workers Act would expand farm worker coordinated duties to allow for the coordinator to create recommendations for new initiatives and programs, conduct further outreach and research related to farm workers, and collaborate within the department on programmatic and policy decisions related to farm workers. Too often, lack of access to language services, outreach, and USDA programs leaves them vulnerable to challenges, including food and housing insecurity, a lack of healthcare access, and inadequate job protections, according to Padilla. These bills would equip the USDA with the important tools to integrate workers' key priorities and viewpoints, including enhancing collaboration across the department with the federal government and with key outside stakeholders. Argentine wheat again impacted by dry weather. USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service is lowering its forecast for the Argentine wheat production this year, but the crop will still be bigger than the drought-stricken output of a year ago. Argentina is now expected to harvest 17 million metric tons of wheat this year. That's down from a previous FAS forecast of 17.5 million, but substantially higher than the 12 million last year, that according to a new analysis out of Buenos Aires. Despite some recent rains that have helped farmers sow wheat before the planting window closed, many fields in Cordoba and the northwest and southwest provinces of Buenos Aires will remain fallow over winter because of continued dryness, according to FAS. There are more than just weather problems. FAS says some farmers aren't planting this season because of falling prices. OMB guidance explains how to assess benefits of ecosystem services. Proposed guidance from the Office of Management and Budget would require federal agencies to assess the benefits of ecosystem services when conducting cost-benefit analysis. Failing to fully account for nature's bounty has led to undervaluing and erosion of our nation's natural assets, the White House said. When we account for our environment, we are able to harness opportunities to confront climate change, promote prosperous and resilient communities, and invest in strong infrastructure. We must measure what we value, not just value what is simple to measure. The guidance says it aims to make incorporating ecosystem service considerations easier for agencies conducting these analyses, resulting in lower analytic burdens for agencies and more sound analysis. The comment period on the proposed guidance ends September 16th. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, August 2nd, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.